Wishing you a beautiful Sunday and welcome to today's weekly instalment of Simplistic Sundays, where I aim to take a topic to help you as you set up for the week ahead. And a topic that I asked you to think about yesterday was the fact of being let down or disappointed by somebody else's actions or behaviours, or even certain situations in your life not coming to pass in the way that you want. And in the text yesterday, I asked you just to ponder on that, to think of maybe has this happened to you recently or in the past, or is this even happening now, and how do you react to that? We've all gone through periods of feeling let down, but I suppose it's our response to that in the longer term that's going to help get rid of feelings of resentment or feeling of anger. So one of the reasons I wanted to focus on this is because I think it's relevant to everybody at some point in their life, but also over the last number of weeks, it's been cropping up a lot in my sessions with people. And when I see something crop up a lot, it generally, one, is trying to teach me something maybe about what's going on for me. And I find it really interesting because it is because there's something similar like that going on for me at the moment. And the other reason is because when it's showing me again and again, it's showing me the velocity, I suppose, and how common it is for us to experience that. So yesterday in the Facebook group, if you didn't have a chance, you might pop in and have a look at that. I wrote out a post after really thinking about this over the last number of days, of ways that we can release our expectations of others, let go of the anger, let go of the resentment. And like we did last week, how do you let go of and surrender a situation? And we focused so much on that last week that, you know, you can tap back into that to help. So in the post, and what I'm going to do in this session today is I'm just going to delve into it a little bit deeper than I would have done in terms of what I wrote. And I think what I wrote was actually quite effective. It was a bit of a long post, but it kind of gave you bullet points of things to do. So I wrote that this is a topic that most of us can relate to. You might experience this currently or in the past. So doing a lot for and giving a lot to others, but you feel it's not appreciated or reciprocated. Feeling let down by someone when they're not there for you in the same way that you're there for them, or that you feel that you're there for them. And feeling disappointed by someone's actions that you expected to be different. So as I was saying in my sessions with people recently and through my personal experience, this has been coming up again and again, and it can be very hard to navigate through feelings of disappointment and being let down by others. So you can end up feeling disillusioned or confused as to what you're feeling. So, you know, it's easy to say, well, that's their behaviour and I'll switch off, but yet you're still feeling hurt and you're still feeling disappointed, and you have to allow yourself to feel how you're feeling. So then you can go through questions of, you know, wondering, is it you? Is it that they don't care about you? That you're not important enough to them for them to take stock of your feelings? And no matter what the reason is, whether they aren't thinking about you at all and they just don't really care, or maybe they're just not thinking, they're not even thinking outside of their mind and you're not coming into their head in the way that you feel that you are, or they have a lot going on themselves and they're just not in that clear space to pick up that there's something. Or some people just don't get things, you know, and it's not out of being malicious or mean. They just don't think the way we do. And before I get into these bullet points that I wanted to go through with you in a deeper way, one of the things I've learned is that when I used to do things for others or give things, I always did that without expectation of it returning. I never did something and went, oh, I'll do this because like I'll get that back from them. But then I suppose what happens is when you do stuff for somebody or people again and again and again, you set a precedent and it's nearly expected. So there's an expectation on your head of that. And then what happens is it's an unspoken thing. It's like actions speak louder than words. You're doing so much, you're giving so much. Sure, why would the person think that you have any issue with doing it, or maybe that it's draining you? And maybe at the start you didn't, and can get to a point where it now is or has been for you in the past. But just like there's an expectation nearly on your head that's not spoken about, you're also putting an expectation on their head of how you think they should act and behave in response to everything you've done for them, or in response to just how you think somebody should be. So there's all these expectations going around. And if you put expectations in terms of what you want people to do, you will always be disappointed because you're not in control of what anyone thinks or does. And just because you would do something one way does not mean that somebody else will do it. And it's a hard lesson to learn, because I think sometimes when we just, you know, you wouldn't do something really mean, for example, and then somebody else does it, you go, God, you can't even put yourself in their headspace to understand it. But you're not that person, so you could never put yourself in their headspace. So no matter what the reasons are, what happens to you is that you and I start to attach yourself to feelings of anger and resentment. And what's really, really not good is that by attaching that to you, you're now dealing with the disappointment and you're angry and you're resentful and you're feeling hurt. And this is just going to keep you kind of stuck in that. And then the more you think about the situation, the more angry you get. And this has definitely been happening for me lately. I'm getting more angry every time I think of the person because I've got it going around my head. And I just thought the other day, do you know what? This is silly. I need to move on from this. So what can I do? Because this person will still be in my life. So one of the first things I would suggest for you to do is write down all the negative feelings and thoughts you're having about the situation. Now, this could be a situation that's going on currently, or maybe it's a situation that happened ages ago and you actually haven't resolved it yet. So what's really good to do is to just write those feelings down in a piece of paper and get as, you know, negative as you want. And just be really honest in terms of how you feel. It's nearly having a temper tantrum and stamping your feet on paper. Get it out, release it, and then tear the paper up and get it out. If you've been outside, get it out of the house and away from you. The next thing to do is begin to set healthier boundaries that work for you and protect you. So, you know, you can still give, let's say, to that person, or maybe you've decided you don't want to, or give to others, but you'll do it in a way that doesn't drain you, or that you're not going to do it just because you feel like you have to, okay? Next thing is to say no more often. It's such a common one, but it really is. Just say no. Sorry, I can't do that. Sorry, I'm not available. It doesn't have to be as mean as no, I'm not doing that. It can be any range of excuses you have to give until you start to get feeling a bit more comfortable with it. Don't expect others to give your life meaning. That's not their job. And this is a huge one. Sometimes we are feeling lonely. Sometimes we're feeling unsupported in our life. Sometimes we're feeling lost. And we're expecting other people to support us to make us feel better. And yes, people should support us, of course. But they can never make you fully feel better. That's an emotional thing that sits within you. And they also can't bring meaning to your life. You have to find it yourself. So sometimes we look to others and say, they should be doing this for me, or they should be doing that, or they should be thinking about me. And it's like, you know what? They're not. So you've got to find that joy and that great energy in your life through other people or through other things in your life. Let go of expectations, and I've explained this, and it's the biggest one. Let go of the expectations that you feel are on you. Sometimes we imagine there's certain expectations on us. Sometimes they're real and sometimes they're not. Let go of them, and let go of putting expectations on other people's minds or in their actions as well. You cannot control what anyone does or says, so just focus on your actions. Focus on being the best person that you can be at all times. Let go of the anger and let go of the frustration. It won't get you anywhere. Give with love and in ways that don't drain you or make you feel like you've given too much just to be recognized or praised. So sometimes we get into patterns of giving and giving and giving because we do want notice. Maybe we're not feeling good enough in ourselves and we want that recognition of, look, you are great for some self. Thanks so much. You were a great help. You know, and how many times do we have to do that we actually feel well? If you think about that and ask yourself, are you doing that in your life? You may not have thought you were doing it to be recognized, but say you're doing things again and again and again that actually really, you know, frustrate you. What I would ask you is, how much of the recognition and praise have you got? How much have you not got? And has it made you feel any more worthy or valuable in yourself? The answer is probably not. The next one then is ask yourself, do you treat yourself well in the first place? So you're looking outward and saying, that person is treating me badly. That person is saying X, Y, and Z to me. That person doesn't care about me. Put yourself in the sentence. So for example, that person doesn't care about me. They don't get in touch to ask who I am. I'm always having to give to them and they never give to me. And then replace it with I always have to give to them and not to me. I always check in on others and not on me. Okay, so it's like you're replacing it. I'm sick and tired of not being supported by them. So I'm sick and tired of not being supported by myself. They don't value me. I'm sick and tired of them not valuing me. And you change that to, I'm sick and tired of me not valuing me. So put yourself instead of their name in there and see what happens with that. Focus on the positive and uplifting relationships that you have. Even if that's one positive, uplifting relationship in your life, put your energy into that. Focus on those better members of family, better friendships, better colleagues, whatever it is. And stop putting your energy into something that's like a sinkhole. it's like you put the energy in and you could put every part of yourself in there. It's still never going to be enough. Don't change who you are. Stop being loving or kind. So that's one thing. Don't change your personality. I definitely have got to places, and in myself over the last couple of years, I found myself getting a little bit more, I don't know, I could put it down to age sometimes. You know, I'm a bit older now, so I'm looking at things differently. And then I look and I say, no, you've just got really cynical about things. I'm not going to help anybody else. Sure, they don't bother. They don't care, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure I always still do. But because I actually like caring about people and giving to people and supporting people. But what I've realised is that I need to do it in a healthier way with boundaries and limitations. And I'm still learning that lesson. And the next thing is forgive. Forgive yourself for maybe allowing yourself to be walked over a little bit, for allowing yourself to continue repeating the pattern, for allowing yourself to go into these situations with, you know, clear awareness on doing it again and ignoring your gut feeling. And forgive the person. Forgive the person for not showing up. And, you know, maybe they have been really selfish. I mean, it's not to say that these people haven't. Life is mirroring back to us what we need to focus on for ourselves. So if somebody isn't treating you well, take that and say, I'm clearly not treating myself well enough at this time. One, that it makes me care so much when they don't do that. If you're happy and you're all focusing on all the good relationships in your life and treating yourself really well, you won't even notice what somebody is or isn't doing or thinking or saying towards you. The other part of it as well is by forgiving them. It's about letting go of that disappointment and hurt. And just know the next time, and this is clear, it's not, I forgive them, I'll just go back into my pattern. I forgive them and I forgive myself, and I'm putting healthy boundaries back in place. They can still be a part of my life, but in a completely different way. So look, there's been a longer recording than I'd actually hoped to do for you, because I do like to keep them short, but I think it's a very, very valuable one. I think this is something you should think about if there is stuff going on now, or like I said, you have your unresolved issue as well. And why I'm doing it for Simplistic Sunday is because you might actually have stuff like this, like I said, unresolved or going on now, that's actually going to affect your stress levels through the week. I would know the situation. It's not even around me at this time. And at the same time, it kind of was in my head a lot. So it's just important to recognize that it does affect you subconsciously, and it's there in your energy, even if you're not, you know, consciously, or, you know, having it at the front of your brain every single day. It is there and you're feeling it. And it could be with a wide range of people. So you're just feeling maybe that loneliness or isolation, or just being really, really, really frustrated. Don't be frustrated with people. It's not worth it. And I don't mean to say be frustrated with yourself, but look inwards and say, what do I not feel I'm getting in my life from these people? How do I get that from myself? That's what's really important. We need people in our life, we need to support people, and we need to be supported. But it needs to be in healthy relationships, and where it is balanced, and where it is give and take. And we don't mind, maybe there's a time in our life we need full support from somebody and we can't support them, or vice versa, they need full support from us and they can't support, full support from us and they can't support us at the same time. That's fine, that happens. But if it's consistent of just giving, or the person only phones you when they want something or whatever, you've got to cut that stuff, because it doesn't work, and actually it really, really can frustrate you. So I wish you a beautiful Sunday. I hope this has been helpful. And again, like I always say, if you have any topics, any situations, any stuff that you want me to cover, everything's kept anonymous. I wouldn't even mention your name or anything. Please do feel free to send that to me by email. So I wish you a beautiful Sunday and look forward to connecting tomorrow.